November 14th, unmourned. Have you ever been thankful something was dead? Maybe you finally trapped the rats scavenging around your home, or killed the spider that you're convinced had been stalking you for weeks. Pests, by definition, are unwelcome creatures, and when they're done away with, we can't help but be grateful. We can see then that the death of a bad thing is good and worthy of celebration. But I wonder, as Christians, do we feel this way about our sin? We have been saved from sin, and its power over us has been put to death, but are we rejoicing in its demise? Or are we trying to resuscitate it every now and then? Because the darkness still draws us. Gail was warned about the dangers of sin, but she refused to listen. Only after she saw the depths of its depravity did she want nothing more than to annihilate it. Now she's here to share with us her true story. On this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I walked away from church and mother's prayers to do my own thing, mainly drink with friends. They introduced me to goofballs, now called speed. If I had known what laid ahead, I would have done anything but take those pills. But I became hooked, and mother had to take my daughter to raise because I wasn't fit. In 11 years, I was married and divorced 5 times, and had 2 more children. I became a practical nurse, which gave me access to the very drugs I craved. I lied, cheated, stole, and sold drugs to support my habit. When I finally wanted to quit, I couldn't. I went into the hospital, but as soon as I was discharged, the withdrawal was so painful, I would have sold my soul for a fix. I went back to drugs and built up so much in my system that I went into a coma. I couldn't work as a nurse, so I became a bartender and traded my body to support my habit. I sank so low, I had to go back to mother's to survive. I left there and ended up in the hospital again. Finally, back at mother's, I fell on my face before God and asked him to save me. I didn't quit the drug habit. The drug habit quit me. Jesus made me a new person. The old one is dead and unmourned. Today I'm working again as a nurse, handling drugs that are nothing to me, thanks to Jesus.
The Apostle Paul reminds believers in Galatians chapter 5, verses 24 and 25, "They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Friend, this is a powerful illustration as crucifixion depicts an intentional and unflinching purpose for death. We can overcome sin, but we have to hate it first. Maybe the sin in your life looks more acceptable than Gail's, but every sin is simply the gateway to evil, and it must be destroyed and left unmourned. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person while addressing a relatable issue of the human condition. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission.